Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, along with Tom Thayer, a special off-season edition with Mayer and Thayer. Tom, I want to ask you about all the moves the Bears have been making in free agency. They've signed 12 players, 8 guys from other teams, 4 from their own. What are your general thoughts about it?
Well, first of all, look at what they lost from last year's roster and where did they finish the season. I think the Bears have had an opportunity not only to upgrade the speed of the team, but also get some senior leadership on the offensive line, which was needed most. Yeah, they upgraded the tight end position by size, speed, and they've got the linebacker position. They've added some veteran experience along with the speed associated with the position here. It's going to be hard to overcome the loss of a guy like Brian Urlacher, what he meant in the locker room. But I think initially what the Bears have tried to do to make sure they have a better football team to start this season that concluded last season, they're on that track.
Now, you're a former offensive lineman. I always say former, not old. And oddly enough, we're actually standing in the offensive line room right now. Very shocking that you would pick this. Exactly. So let me ask you about the two additions that the Bears have made in free agency with Jermon Bushrod coming in as a tackle and Matt Slosson coming in as a guard. What do you know about these guys and how much are they going to improve the Bears?
I know they have extended durability about their career. Bushrod is a legitimate left tackle who can come in here and be the immediate senior leader of the room. Yeah, you do have Roberto Garza. He has a lot of time invested in this football team, this organization. But when you bring Bushrod in here, you still need the continuous development of the offensive tackle position. Now you have a guy on the field, not only with offensive line coach Aaron Cromer, but now you have a player on the field that you can look at the expressions in his face. You can ask him a question on the field. You can look to him for the example of how they all should be. So I do admire what they did from the offensive line standpoint, because I think every Bear fan knew at the conclusion of last season, if they don't upgrade the play of the offensive line, there's no way they can make any headway within this division.
One of the trends in the NFL these days now is to get a fast tight end that can go down the middle of the seam, catch the ball, beat a linebacker. The Bears seemingly got that in Martellus Bennett. How much will he improve the offense as far as giving Jay another option, and what are your thoughts on him?
Well, when you look at Brandon Marshall, it sure is inviting to come here as a tight end because you know how much emphasis is going to be played on Brandon Marshall from the opponent. That's going to open up that middle territory for a high pass-catching tight end. And Bennett is a good choice. He's got to come in here and be given the opportunity to explode the tight end position. I think the tight end position has frustrated all Bears fans the last couple years in terms of how many catches and how they help the offense. I think Bennett comes in here with an opportunity to take a new offense to new heights. And along with Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall, and a pass-catching running back like Matt Forte, there's a lot of weapons. Don't forget about Earl Bennett, Devin Hester, and these guys. But again, talking about free agency.
Tom, finally, let me ask you about the linebackers. It's going to be a different look this year. We had Urlacher and Briggs together forever, it seemed like. Now you bring in James Anderson from the Panthers. You bring in DJ Williams to play the middle from the Broncos. What are your thoughts on those guys and as far as the transition it's going to take with the defense?
Experience and speed. When you talk about speed from the linebacker position, and also you have to always consider the division, I think they did make an upgrade in speed. You know, there was always question marks about Brian's straight-ahead speed at this portion of his career. I think DJ Williams is still fresh in his career that he can run a straight line pretty fast. Now, how do you fit into this system? How do you acclimate yourself to the defensive backs and the defensive line in front of you? Yeah, they have candidates that come and fill the linebacker position, but I think there's a big scheme that they all have to understand what Mel Tucker, the defensive coordinator, is going to put the design.
Great stuff as always, Tom. Thanks for your insight. I'm Mayer. He's there. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.